פרשס וחוקוס, חמישי, פרק חוב, פסוק יוד. וחתם ישן נושן, ישן פני חדש תוציא, and you will eat that which is very old, and remove the old to make room for the new. Rashi says, וחתם ישן נושן, והפירוס יהיו משתמנים. The fruit will be preserved, and the tov mitzyashin, and good for being aged. She yashan noshan, for that which is old will be aged, shalosh shanim of 3 years. V'yafel lechol, you shall extract it, and it will be better to eat than that of last year. V'yasham v'nei chalash tosiyu, shiyu garonos maleos chadash, threshing floors will be full of new crop. V'otos maleos yashim, and the storehouses will be full of the old crop. V'tzunichim atem lefanos ha'otzeros, and you have to empty out the storehouses, v'makam achar, to a different place, l'sisa chalash osochan, to bring the new crop to them. Also get out, v'nesati mishkani v'sochachem, and I'll bring my tabernacle among you, and your my soul will not purge itself of you. Rashi says, "My soul will not purge itself from you." My soul will not purge itself from you. My spirit will not be disgusted by you. Kol ge'ila. Anytime the Torah says the word ge'ila, ga'al, then ayin, loshin pleikas adavar means expelling. Habolea adavar, something that has been absorbed inside of it. Kamo hisham nagam magin gipur. For there is a shield that the mighty was purged. Of the mighty was purged. Look, people, Hamashiach, I didn't take the absorbent smearing. Shemoshchem magin shall or could smear a leather shield. The chelat hamuvosh with cooked fat. They have hachlik me'alos, so could be slit off. Makas chis any shot of an arrow. Al chanis or spear shall be put or so that it does not puncture the leather. Pesuk beis v'sachli v'sachem, and I will walk among you. But you see v'chem and v'lokim, and I'll be for you a God. Tempt you lilam, and you will be for me a nation. Rashi says v'salachli v'sachem. Atayel sam al struggle with you be ganeden and ganeden ke'achem become like one of you. You won't be afraid of me. You might have thought that you will not fear me. And I will be a God for you. And Hashem took your God took you out of Egypt from being their slaves. And I broke the pegs of your yoke. And I led you erect. And she says, you should believe in me. I deserve that. Shani yachol lasos kolay, because I hear all these things. Sharei, otsi aschem, eretz mitzrayim. I took you out of Egypt. Vasisi lachem. These are good olam, and I made for you many great miracles. Motos kmo yesed, like a tied peg. The yesed, v'shnei yoshei ha'olam, the two ends of a yoke. Hamakvum hamasir, which stop the reins from sliding off. Shaltosi mirosh hashor, so they should not come off from the head of the shore of the yatzar hakesher and undo the tie. Kmo, where motos means asir lachem moseros umotos, which means pegs, which means shavil kavil. You know, French, which means peg. Kamamios becomes kufo, bearing erect. Pasuk Yudal, if you don't listen to me, losasu as kol mitzvos elyon, and you don't do any of these mitzvos. Rashi says, "Vim losishmoli, losamein latar to be toiling in Torah, ladas medrash chachamim to know the expositions of the Torah, Torah b'chasav bechazal." Yachol akayim mitzvos, you might feel this means fulfilling the mitzvos. Kishomer losasu, and you didn't perform. Harkim mitzvos amar. We're talking about the fulfillment of the mitzvos. Mani b'kayim in lo sishma li was mean if you don't listen to me. Lo samei la matar to be laboring in Torah. Ma tam alom ali, why does it say me? Ain li ala zeh makris rabo v'skabed nimrbo. I only know a person who's punished. If a person knows his master, then he rebels against him. Chayim b'nimro. He wrote tzayel lefnei Hashem, shemakir, he knows Hashem. V'skabed nimrbo, but still wants to rebel. Chayim ha'ashi sedom, and also like sedom, ron patam ha'ashem, or bad to Hashem, makir master rom, they know Hashem. V'skabed nimrbo, they want to rebel against him. Lo sasu, Yishalo Salamdu, once you do not study, Lo Sasu, you won't do it. There are two sins. Pasuk Tezvach, Im B'chuk Sait Samasu, if you consider my statutes revolting, V'im Es Mishvatai Teg Al Nashachem, and if your being rejects my ordinances, V'lati Asos Es Kol Mitzosai, to not do my mitzos, V'hafrachem Es Risi, to not to perform any of my commandments, and annul my covenant. Rashi says, Im B'chuk Sait Samasu, Mo'es V'achim Osim. He pours others who perform these mitzvos. Meshvatai tegel nafshechem, soni chachamim, he hates the Torah scholars. Libati asos, many as achirim, me asos, and he prevents others from doing it. Es kol mitzvos kofer, he just renounces shalot seyusim by saying, Hashem didn't command them. Kach nemer, es kol mitzvosai, v'lo nemer es kol mitzvosai, the emphasis of mitzvosai, because that's they reject that Hashem commanded them. Lafri chemes b'si, kofer b'ikri, he just denies the existence of Hashem. Harishav avir, through their 7 sins, harishona, the first affects the second, Chinat Shiva until the 7th one. The Bolam didn't study, the Lossi doesn't perform. Then Mosbach, Lachem Osim, he abhors others who do it. Son Chachamim hates the Torah scholars. Monayas Lachem prevents others from performing them. kofar b'mitzvos, he renounces the commandments. Kofar b'ikar renounces that Hashem. Pasuk Tes Zayin. Afani asez zos lachem. I will do this to you then. V'hefgati alechem b'holov es hashachafes v'es hakadachas mechalos einayim v'medivos nefesh. I will sign you over you panic, wasting away, fever causing eyes to pine, souls to feel anguish. V'zartem l'rik zarechem v'achluhu alidechem. And you will sow your seed in vain, and your enemies will eat it. Rashi says, "V'kati alechem, tzivisi alechem, will command upon you shachefes, wasting away, cholbi an illness, shachef es habosir, which wears away the flesh, which means ampolis, the lies, which means like swollen. Domen l'nefuach, like something swollen, shehu kala nefachaso, which swelling has eased, omaris panazufa, and the countenance of the face appears sullen due to the sagging of his flesh. Kadachas." An illness which inflames the body, umachamim, and heats it up, umaviru, and causes it to burn. Kimo ki eish kavchab api, a fire burns my nostrils. Mechalos inayim divas nafesh, hainayim sofos, the eyes look forward, the chalos and pine, they rose to see. Sheikal the yirpa, they'll be relieved and cured. The sof in the end, shvishalo yirpe, will not be cured. The yid avun hanafesh, as shamish fakto, and the souls of salmon will feel anguish, but moso, by his death. And kol taiva she'inova, any desire which does not come, v'sachelis kashucha, with extended yearning, kuria kilion anayim, which means pining of the eyes. Uzar tem lirik, tizru you'll sow, v'luchismech, and it won't grow. V'im titzmach, and if it will grow, v'achlu oivichem, your enemies will eat it. Pasuk yedzayim, v'nasatif anayim b'chev, and I'll place my face against you. V'nigaftem lefnei oivichem. And you will be struck down before your enemies. V'radu v'chem sonechem. Those who hate you will subjugate you. V'nastem v'ein rodeif achareichem. Aschem. You will flee, but there will be no one pursuing you. Rashi says, Nastif anai, can I shalim my attention? Pona ani mikol ezakai l'ra lachem. I'll focus on my concerns to harm you. V'radu v'chem sonechem. K'mashem o yishal v'chem. Which means they'll rule over you. I got this Torah's time for us on the parasha zoo. And Chazal have an agadic understanding of this parasha. Until then, we're talking about Rashi was explaining Shul Shemikra. Now we're having the Agada. Afani says this. I will do this too. Any medaber el ba'af. We're only. I shall not speak except in rage. V'chein. Similarly, alachti af. I need aschem carry. I will behave towards you with casualness. Nivkati alechem. Shemakos pokdos alechem. The plagues will visit you mizulazu from one to the other. Asher shona pokuda aschem. And while the first one is still visiting you, I'll bring another one, I'll put it next to you. The halal panic, makam havahel, something that causes panic. Vezu, zumakas mosim, which is the play that heralds, is the herald of their death. Esa shachafes, shachafes, yeshacha adam, shuchol, the person who's sick, umutobamitin, is bedridden, of mesor shamar love, and his flesh is preserving him. Tamalomar, shachafes, wasting away, shu nishchaf, it's worn away. Oitim shahu nishchaf. Or there can be times where he's worn away. I will know, but is it ease? V'inam ha-kadachas doesn't have fever. Tamalim rav esa kadachas. V'inam shu makdiach, he actually has a fever. V'itim shu makdiach. V'sar shu ba'atzmel sheyichya. Sometimes he has fever, but he thinks he'll live. Torah tells us, tamalim rav mechalos enayim, his eyes are causing to pine, which means that he won't have that. O shu inu sar ba'atzmel sheyichya aval ha-cherim suverim sheyichya. When he thinks he'll die, other people think he'll die, he'll survive. Tamalim rav medivas nefesh, causing the souls to feel anguish, everyone's giving up hope. Muzartem l'rik zarechem, zorahi sozir v'im atzmachas, and it does not grow. V'miyata v'nai v'ichem v'im v'olchem, and what do your enemies come and eat? Matam l'omar, what does it say? Why does it say, v'achluhu v'ichem, that your enemies will eat it? Ha'kitan, zorah shana rishona, so is the first year v'im atzmachas, and then sprout shana shi, and the second year atzmachas, and sprouts v'ichem, and the enemies come, motim tu, and they find crap. We make hamatzir during the siege. Bishop of Nim, but people inside Mason Barrel died of starvation. Shalo, laktu tivua ishtaki, because they didn't gather in the crops the year before. Davar akher uzar ten larik tarachem. Kineged habanim habanos hakasim. That was referring to the children. She'ata amal b'hem, because you're toiling with them. Umgalim, and you raise them. Vachir ban, the punishment comes through sin. Machalos, and it causes annihilation to them. Shememar asher tipachti v'ribisi ovi kiling. Those who I cared for and nurtured, my enemy has annihilated. Nasati fanai v'chem, and I'll place my face upon them. K'mosh nemar, betova, as it says by the good, ufenisa l'chem, I'll turn to you, kach nemar b'raz. So the bad also says, v'nasati fanai, mashul l'melech, mashul l'melech. They have a comparison to a king, sh'amar la'adler, said to his slaves, ponani, he calls sakai, v'ovzak ni machem l'ra, I'll turn all my concerns to you for the bad to punish you. V'negavti l'chom l'fnei avichem, and you'll be struck down before your enemies. Yuham maves horigeschem, the death will kill you. V'befnim, inside the besieged walls, uvali did vade chon makif eschem, while your enemies surround you, mivachos from the outside. V'radu v'chem sonichem, she'ini ma'amid sonim ela mikem uvikem, for I do not give rest to those who hate you, except from among you very selves. Shavashosha Mosolam Amdivani Saks, when the Nadirs come against the Jews, in Mavakshim Elam Ashavag, only seek that which is open, Shemar Vaya Imzer Yisrael, if it's a Jew, Valamijan Vamalik Menekeder Vachulu, Midran Menelik, and people will come, will ascend, Vechon and Lechem will camp against you, Vyashfisu and Siuval, and will destroy the crop of the land. Aval Bashah, that's in Shokta. Aval Bashah Amin Ashem, but the time when I give rise against you, because to those who hate you, Mikem and Mikem from against your very selves, Hain, Mechapsim Achar HaMatmanu Shulchem, they search for your hidden treasures. According to this explanation, the word verdu, which is to be understood as they will take out Vachem from among you, I mean those who hate you from among you will actually go out and take stuff. V'chein Omer, Asher Achlu She'er Ami, those who eat the flesh of my people, the Orem Me'alechem Kivshitu V'gom, and destroy their flesh from upon them. V'chlu B'chmat Rash, this means a metaphor, taking hidden stores. V'nisatem, you will flee because of the fear, and no one will pursue you from lack of strength. There'll be no one pursuing you from lack of strength. I mean, the enemies won't bother to pursue you because they know that you have no strength to pose a threat against them. If you don't listen to me for these things, I'll continue to torment you. 7 for your sins. Rashi says, and if while these tribulations are on you, you don't listen to me, I'll add more torments. Sheva al chaschem, sheva seven punishments, al sheva aviros, hamur samal over the seven sins which are stated above. Pasuk test v'shavartis ka'unuschem, I'll break your pride, the pride of your might. V'sati shmechem k'barzel v'sarsechem k'nechoshes, I'll make your heavens like iron, the land like copper. Rashi says v'shavartis ka'unuschem, se beis hamikdash, this is the beis hamikdash, v'chein omer hini mechelel, let's make the Shia hold out the file, my sanctuary. Go on, just come the pride of your might. This curse is much stronger than Moshe's curse later on. Shashamhu Amar, there in the end of Parashas Sefer Devarim, he says, the heavens on your head will be like copper. At least it causes it's a sweat. The direction of like copper sweats with condensation. The earth in a but the land will not sweat. It won't become moist. Kedereshi in a mazia, like iron doesn't sweat. Vehi mishamaris pirasei, and it will at least preserve the fruits. Avokan hashraim limazim, the heavens won't sweat. Kedereshi in a mazia, like iron doesn't. Vehi achor barom, and it causes a drought to the world. The earth in mazia, but the land will be sweating. Kedereshi nechoshes mazia, like copper does. Vehi mishamaris pirasei, which causes the decay and destruction to all the fruit. Zuchah, the sam l'rik kochachem, and the strength. In your strength will be spent in vain. And your land will not give its produce. And the trees of the land will not give its fruit. A person doesn't do anything. He didn't clear the land. And the harvest comes and blight comes. And strikes him. He doesn't have such a problem because he didn't invest anything. The either b'washidafon, the person who toils, plows, sows, weeds, clears the land and hoes, and the blight comes, maklason strikes him, harishino shozer chaos. The teeth of the person are on edge, he suffers greatly. Lo satina tzatzchem yivula. Ach mashat mogula, even that which you get, to, you have, b'shatzazera, it will not produce, which you sow with. The eighth arts in the land of the tree of the land, a field in the arts, even from the land, he lucky will be stricken. Shlo yachmit pirasei won't ripen its fruits b'shasa chanatin during the time of ripening. But lo yitain mishamish, which means it's a serving as a predicate lemalat to the words above, lemalatan to the words below. Eight, it's going in the tree of that parrot, even both it's referring to the tree won't give and the fruit won't give. Lo yitain piryo shum mefat mafra, when it does produce fruit, Masha Pirasa dropped on the ground right away, and it can't be edible. Harishte Klolos, Yishkan, Shavu punishments. These are two curses, and in total, there are seven punishments here. Again, the seven punishments here are, I'll break your pride, your heavens will be like iron, the land will be like copper, your strength will, you will spend your strength in vain, your land will be in its, not give its produce, the trees of the land will not give, and you will not give its fruits. If you behave casually with me, you don't refuse to heed to me. I'll lay further, I'll blow upon you seven like your sins. Rashi says, Ari means Ari. Carry means casually. But make Rabbi Chen Shein al the Prakim, a thing that only occurs sometimes. Can't tell you, all right, so too will you behave casually to mitzvahs in the commandments, not in Perish HaShemiyah, which means holding back. Chain, poke your aglecha, hold back your foot. Chain, yakar ruach, withhold your spirit. The car of Lashon Zeh, Takumush Unquist. This is like, it's a translation of Unquist, which translates carry as Bekashoy, which means very hard. Lashon Kishoy, the hardness, should actually bend the hearts, let him not to hold themselves back. He is kind of a lamb to bring himself close to me. Sheva kechaf eschem, sheva pernius achir, seven other punishments, kinspashen, sheva kechaf eschem, like the number seven of your sins. Pesach chav beis vishlachti evachem es chayes asanda. I'll send the wild animals of the field, the shikalt eschem, and I will, and will bereave you. Vechrisa es ben hechem, and will exterminate your cattle. Vemita eschem, and will diminish your number. Vedashamun darichem, and your roads will become desolate. Rashi says, "Vishlachti," lashon virei, which means inciting. Vishikla eschem, inli elachayas meshkelt. Animals by a beast that a beast bereaves. Shdarka b'kach lets his nature by the hamer by a domesticated animal. Shindarka b'kach, it doesn't do that. I mean, I know that too. It will attack. Tamalomer, v'shein v'himas hashlach b'chabam. The tooth of the domestic animal will be against them. Rishdarim has two curses. U'minay shtei mimisu b'mishichasa. Hayinu it kills with its bite. Tamalomer. In the Hamas is a afar, the venom of those that slither on the ground. My other mushroom is like a snake bite, so Mamsin, Umis, and it kills. I feel these animals, Nushkin, and Misasin, they bite and they kill. Kvar Hashem, these already, Kvar Hashem, they're already years there to Israel. Kvar Nushkin, Mamas, where a donkey bites and kills. Or Nushkin, Mamas, a wild donkey bites and kills. So the domesticated one kills just like the wild one. Sheikh will ask him, and it will bereave you. It'll tell these are the miners. From the outside, they'll exterminate your cattle. From inside, they'll exterminate those animals. And your roads will be desolate. Shvilim gidol, your major trails. Shvilim katam, your minor trails. That's the plural of darchichem. The seven punishments. One more time. Sheva, shin, behemoth, the tooth of the cattle. Shin, chayah, the tooth of wild beast. Chamasokhi afar, the venom of those that slither on the ground. Shikla, it will bereave, the chrisa will exterminate, the mita will diminish, and the shamu, it will cause desolation of the roads. If these things you will not be chastised to me, the lafti me care, and you will casually behave with me. Rashi says, see vasaru, the shu be light, if you will not be chastised to me to repent to me. Pasuk chav dal the lafti. Then I'll walk with you casually. I'll hit you. Even I, seven ways in your sins. I'll bring upon you a sword, avenging the adventures of a covenant. You'll be gathered into your cities, and I'll send pestilence among you. And you will be delivered in the hands of the enemy. There's a vengeance, which is not in the covenant. Kederach Shar Nakam is like other vengeances. Zayv Simoy Inav Shot Sitkia. It's like the blinding of the eyes of Sitkia. The Barachar Nakam Bris, the vengeance of the Bris, Nikamas Brisi, Asher Bartem, vengeance of my covenant, which is violated. Kol Habas Chayav Vimikra, anytime it says bringing a sword, Zimichemes Chayalos Arayvim is the war with the enemy armies. And just to explain Rashi, according to the first interpretation, the vengeance of the covenant means a vengeance which is mentioned in a covenant, and the second explanation is the vengeance for the violation of a covenant. Pasa Rashi continues, and you'll be gathered from the outside, because of the siege inside of the city. I'll send pestilence among you. Adi Dever, that means a pestilence, and Satan, you'll be delivered into the hands of your enemies. Who besiege you, because you don't leave a corpse overnight, Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. When you take out the corpse, the cover to bury it, will be delivered into the hands of the enemy. So Rashi explains again that through the death of those who were stricken, the survivors will be delivered into the hands of the enemy. That's how he reads the Pasuk. Pasuk Chavav. B'shivri lachem mate lachem, when I break for you a staff of bread, v'afu aser mashem lachmechem, and then 10 women will bake your bread in the same oven, v'tan arach in one oven, v'shivu lachmechem b'mishkol, and they'll bring back your bread by weight, v'achatem lo nispal, you'll eat it and you'll not be sated. Rashi says mate lachem lashem v'shan, which means a source of support, k'mo mate oz, the staff of strength. B'shivri lachem mate lachem, esh lachem, I'll break for you kol mis'an achel, all sustainment of food, v'heim chitzei ra'av. These are arrows of hunger. Vafu aser nashim lachmechem b'tanur echa mechoser eitzim from lack of wood. V'yeshivu lachmechem b'mishkal. They'll bring back your bread by weight. Shadeh atavu on your kebis. The grain will be rotting. V'nasis pas nafas on cross to become crumbly bread. V'shtabres b'tanur will break apart in the oven. V'hein v'shoves and tenur will sit. V'shalkos is strong away the broken pieces. L'chakveim to divide among them. V'achatem l'sispao. Zui me'er. This is the curse. V'sochamayim in the innards. L'alechem regarding the bread. Harishu v'parnos. Again, there's 7 curses. Cherv, sword, meter, siege, devil, pestilence, shever, matel lechem, breaking of the staff of bread, chos eitzim, lack of wood, pass no fels, crumb of the bread, me'ira, b'malim, a curse of the innards, b'misatim, the curses, inam, inaminion, shein cherv, that's referring to the sword. Pasuk, chav, zayin, b'im, b'zosos, shmali, if you listen to me by these, v'lachim, imikari, you walk with me casually, with casualness. Pasuk, ches, v'achim, mechem, mechem is carry, I'll behave toward you in a fury of casualness. The asarti is chem, and it will cause you pain. Afin yisheva achat is chem, again 7 for your sins. Pasuk tes v'achatem basar b'anechem. You will eat the flesh of your sons and sarim and seichem tachlul, and the flesh of your daughters you will eat. Pasuk lamed. V'shemati is mokum seichem, and I will destroy your high places. V'shemati is chem l'anechem, and I will just decimate your sun images. And the asarti is pigreichem, and I will put your carcasses on pigreichem, the carcasses of your idols. V'ga'ol nafshi is chem, and I will, my spirit will reject you. Nafshi says, the Megalim, the Bronios, and the towers and castles. Chamenechem, Min Avodazar, Tab of Avodazar, Shemavidim, Algagos, that you put on top of the roof. Hashem Shemavidim, because they stand in the sun, create Chamorim, they call sun images. Nasati is Pergechem, Tapuchi Rav Hayu. They were swollen from hunger, Motsiyam, they rest some, and they take out the deity, Mishakim from their bosom. When Menashkim was some, they would kiss it, the Kereson, Nivkas, and their belly would burst, you know, fell, and they found their idols, and the idolater would fall on the idol. The Gaol and Afshi Aschem, my spirit will reject you, as that's the departure of the Shechina. Pasuk Lamanat, when Zatias Arechem Charavan, I will put your cities into ruin, Vishimosius Mikashechem, and I will make your sanctuaries desolate, Vulo Ariach Bereach Nichochechem, and I will not smell your satisfying aromas. Rashi says, when Zatias Arechem Charavan, Yachem Yadam, you might have thought ruin from people, Kishu Omer Vashimosi, and Yaz Ars, I'll desolate me, plant desolate, or Adam Omer, we were talking about people. What does it mean to ruin? Even people passing through. It means desolate from Karbanos. I won't smell the aroma. We already know that we're talking about the Karbanos mentioned. What does it mean? I'll make your sanctuary desolate. I mean, like you do to yourself. Making desolate from a throne. Shiaros, the caravans of the Jewish, and Meskashim, that would raid themselves, but no others than meet Lavoshan to come to the base of Mikdash. Our seven punishments, these are 7 punishments. Achilas basar banu venos, eating the flesh of sons and daughters. Hashemad, that's the most destruction of the high places. Harishtayim. Kuisas chamar, cutting down the sun images, incan permanence, that's not a punishment, because they're what is there. Al-Aidi hashemad is subbranian, but through the destruction of the castles, yipul ha-chamarim, the rush of Agos, the sun images will fall from the rooftops. The achrisan will be cut down. Because Atiyas pirvechem v'gomer, the harishlosha, and they'll put your carcasses on that. I was saying that's 3. Tzil kshkin, the removal of the Shechina. 4. That's the 4. Churban arim, destruction of the cities. Shimonon mikdash min agidudim. The desolation of the base mikdash from thrones. L'arach kabanos harishav. The ones from the kabanos. That's 7. Hasad on base. Hashemos haniyas ha'arz. I'll destroy the land. V'shamamu aleichem aleha ayivechem. The hayoshim ba. And your foes will draw on it. It will be desolate. She says, "Hashemosi nis as arts zumi datovli." So this is a good measure for the Jews. Shalim soayvim nachas ruach baratzel. The enemies will not find contentment in the Jews' land. Shteish shomayim yoshua. They will be desolate from its inhabitants. Pasul amigimul v'aschem azare bagoyin. And for you, I will separate among the nations. Barikosi aschem charev. I will empty the sword after you. The ha'is va'isa aschem shalama. And the land in your land will be desolate. Barichem. You charva and your cities will be in ruin. Rashi says, "Vaschem azarab avayim." Zubi the kasha, this is a harsh measure. Shabashash bening medina, because when people in the city, in the country, go to one place, they see each other, they are consoled. The Jews are separate from each other. Kim is like a winnowing basket. Shadim hazar sar, my one who winnows barley, benafa with the sifter, in achas man, divuka bechaverta will not go to, and not one of them is stuck to eat another. Varikosi, I will empty, kisha sholi tachar, when he draws the sword, misrokin hanadan, the sheath will be emptied. That's what it means by empty. Midrash Charet Hamishmetes Acharei, the sword which is released after you to pursue you, Inu Chazeres Meher will be returned quickly. Kadam Shemeri Kesamay, like one who spills the water, Inu Velachar is very hard to return to the container. Vahisa Artzachem Shemama, Shol Tamar Lashul Socha, you will not come back into it quickly to the land of Mitochach, and because of that, Arichem Yul Charibah, your cities will be ruined. Nirus and Charivos, they will seem to you in ruin. Shabashash Adam Golan, which is in exile. Mibeso, Umekara from his house, his vineyard, and the area from the city, Sokol Achson, he's destined to return. Kil in Karmabeso Charivim. It's actually as if his vineyard and house were not ruined. Kach Shinu Bataras Kohana. And that's the implication from this Pasuk. Pasuk Lamdal. Asr Sa, Eretz Eshach Sosel, then the land will be appeased of the Shemitah years. During calling Hashemah during all the years of desolation, Atem, the Eretz of Echemin, while you in the land of the foe, Oz Tishpas Arts, the Heretz Sarah Shach Sosel, and the land will rest, and it will make its Shemitah years appeasing. Rashi says, Oz Tirtse, Tifayis, as Kasamak will appease the anger of Hashem, Shakas Ashmiteh, who's angry over its Shemitah years, the Hartzasa, La Melech, and it'll be appeasing to the king, Hashem, as Shach Sosel, its Shemitah years. All the days of its desolation will rest. Whatever did not rest during your Shemitah years when you drew up upon her. Rashi says, meaning in passive infinitive. It should be like Hashamama. Shivim Shana for the 7 years shall Gaul's Babel through the Gaul's Babel. You connect Shivim Shana's Hashmita, the Yovel Shri Vashanim, Shahichisu Yisrael, Ba'atzam Lithna Makam. It's corresponding to the years of Shemitah Yovel that took place over that time. The Jews caused anger in the land over before Hashem, Arba Meos Ushloshim Shana for 430 years, Shalosh Meos Tishim 390, Hayushne Onos, were the years of the sinfulness, Vishnechel Sula Aretz. Ad Shigala Asr Shvatim, from the time they entered Eretz Israel until the 10 tribes left. Ubnei Yehuda, Hechisu Lufav, and then the tribes of Yehuda caused anger before him, Arim Shav, for another 4 years. Yishigala Asr Eretz Shvatim, from the time that the 10 tribes left, Ad Chorvei Yerushalayim, until Yerushalayim was destroyed. Hu Shenemar B'Chaskel, that's what Yechaskel writes, Ba'ata Shechav Al Tzidcha Asmal Levigom, you will lie on your left side. Shalisa Zaylin, you will complete these, Yishachav Al Tzidcha Yemini Levigom, and then will lie on your right side. The Sisius of Unbeis Yehuda will bear the sins of the house of Yehuda, Arba Milm for 40 days. The Nevuah Zos, and this Nevuah, Nemr of Yecheskel, Bishan HaChemishis of Elos HaMelch Yehoyachin, was mentioned in the 5th year of the king of Yehoyachin. The Oda Sushay Shanim, they spent another 6 years in Eretz Yisrael, Agos and Kiyahu, until Tzikiyahu came Hari Arba and Yeshish. That's 46 years of sinfulness after the time the 10 tribes left, until the Golos Yehuda. Fintomer, and if you say, Shnosh Menashe, Chamishim v'chamishaya, there were 55 years of Menashe, so how could there only be 40 years that the Jews caused anger? Menashe's Tshuva, no, Menashe's the Tshuva. Shalosh v'shalosh shanim for 33 years. V'cholosh v'shalosh v'shal, and all the years of his wickedness added up only to Esther v'shalim for 22 years. K'mosh sh'amr v'agadus ches k'chilag, it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. V'shal Amlin sh'taim, and the years of Amlin following Menashe were 2. V'achas asre yo'yakim, 11 for yo'yakim. V'connected to Tzikyo, and also Tzikyo had the same number of 11 for those years, say v'choshev, so calculated la'arba meos v'shloshim sheishanim for 436 years. Shemitim v'yovel shemehem, the shemitim v'yovel from among them, v'heim sheish esrei l'meah, that's 16 per 100, which means arba esrei shemitim, 14 shemitah years, which means yovel and 2 yovel years. Hari la'arba meos shanim, so for 400 years, shishim v'arba, the 64 shemitahs yovels, the shloshim v'sheishanim, and for 36 years, you have 5 shemitahs, you have 5 shemitahs, hari shivim. Chaser Achas at 69. Oh, Shana is another year, Shanech Sal Mashinta, when they entered Shemitah, Hamashlam is the Shivim, which completed the 70 years. Valayim, on their account, Nigzar Shivim Shana Shleiman, there were 70 complete years of exile, Machina Omen, that's what the Torah says. But they were Yamim and Ritzisah, or such after 7 years, the Malas Shivim Shana, until the land was appeased for 70 years. Pazakam and Lavav, and Sharm Bachem, Havesi, Morech, Belavchem, the Sharvis among you, I'll bring intimidation in the hearts. So the sound of the rustling leaves will pursue them. They will flee to the flight of the sword, and they will fall with both our enemy pursuer. Rashi says, "Vamisi morach pachad," which means a fright. Veruch levav and softness of heart. Men shal morach. The man that means yisod nofelu is essentially the element which falls. It does not appear in all forms of the word. Kama mem shamoyed shamokesh, which is not the real shorish. It's really rach. V'nasum nusas cherev. And they will flee the flight of the sword, as if there's a pursuer's hargum of someone trying to kill them. But let it up, and the rustling of leaves, the wind pushes it from Akeo, Allah, Achim, and touches the other leaf, and the kashkis and the rattles, and Motsi Kol makes a sound, and they get startled. That's what the Targum says, called Tarfa the Shakif. It's the rustling sound of leaves. Lashon Chabot, which means Naki, Kmo Shitfosh Kadim, like the word Shitofos Chad, which means Shikon Kadum, which means a beating of the east wind. Lashon Mashkov, which means Mashkov, a lintel. Malcolm Chavat said also that there are banks. Machin, Targum Shal Chabura, Mishkafai, which means knocking, which means bruise. Also, one time, Chashlu Ishbachim, if Nechar, that each man will stumble over his brother with the sword, for Odev Ayin, and there will be no pursuer. Velosi Elachem Tikumel, if Nechem don't have any power to withstand your enemies. Actually, it was Chashlu Ishbachim, Kishi Yerzulinus, when they want to run away, the Chashlu Zevizat, the stumble over each other, Ki Yuhal Lurus, because they're so confused to run, running confusingly. Kimipnei Harev, like from before a sword, Kilu Barkman, as if they're fleeing, Lufnei Harev before a killer, Shiyu Liban Pachad, for there will be fright in their hearts of a Chol Shasubim. They always think, Shadim Rufim, that a person's trying to pursue them. Midrash, the Medrash says, the Kashal Ishbachiv, he'll stumble each man over his brother, Shnemer, Zenachshal, once, which means, Zenachshal, one stumbles, the Avon Shalzeh, through the sinning of others, Shukol Yisrael, Arevim Zalazel, the source that all the Jews are guarantors for each other, of the Koshal Ishbachiv. Pasuk Lamachash, Bavatin, Bavatin, Bavayim, you will become lost among your nations, V'achla Aschem, Erzav Yechem, and the land of your enemies will consume you. Rashi says, Bavatin, Bavayim, Kshetir Pizurim, when you will be scattered, to Avodim Zemizet, you'll be lost from one another. V'achla Aschem, the land of your enemies will consume you. Ilu Hamisim, Bagolim, these are the ones who die in the Galus. And the ones remaining from you, because of your iniquity, will disintegrate in the lands of your enemy. And because of the sins of your forefathers, of their forefathers, are with them as well, they will disintegrate. Rashi says, when the sins of their forefathers are with them, and when they follow the actions of their forefathers, they continue that sinful activity. Yimaku, they will disintegrate, Lashon Hamas, which means dissolving. Kamo Yimasu, which is the word dissolved. The Chamohu, the Tamit Kina Bechorehen, they will dissolve their sockets. Namaku Chabrosai, my wounds moldered. Pasuk Latin, Pasuk Mem. Kisadu Asabarusam, Avonam, and they will confess their sin. Lasabarusam, and the sins of their forefathers. But Ma'alam Asher Malubi, for the treachery which they betrayed me, V'af Asher Halchi Mivakar, and also for having behaving towards me with casualness. Puzzle them out. Afani Alech Amacham Bekari, and I will too will behave towards them with casualness. Yavithi Osam Be'eretz Adem, and I'll bring them in the land of their enemies. O'az Yichon Al-Luvavam Ha'arel, V'az Yirtu Asavanam. Perhaps then their unfeeling heart will be humbled, and then they will gain appeasement for their sin. Rashi says, "Vavesi Aschem Af Ani Batni, I myself, Aviyam will bring them. Zumi Datova, this is a good measure. We suffer for the Jews. Shalei Hu Omer, they shouldn't hold the Galenas, since we're in exile. Ben Omos, Nasuk Masim will delay their acts. Ani Eni Manicha, I'll not let them do that. Elo Mamir Ani Asnivai, I'll raise up my prophets Machzir and bring them back. The Sachas Kanafai under my wings. Shemar Vallo, Al Rechem, that which enters your mind. Hayo Lo Siyag Vagomer, it will not be. Chayni Im Lo Biyah Chazaka." And Hashem says, if not with a strong hand, he will rule over you. As O as Yichana, Kimo, meaning the word O means O no daki shori nagahu. In as Yichana, maybe, perhaps, then they will be humbled. Ulai, perhaps. Shema, Shema, as Yichana, Levav and Vagomer, perhaps their unfeeling heart will be humbled. Vazir to a Salvona, Michapra, Vonosam, be Yisurayam, and they'll have atonement for their sins through their sufferings. That's the appeasement for their sins. Pasuk Mem Beis, V'zachartia Sprisi Yaakov, I'll remember the Bris of Yaakov, V'achas Sprisi Avram, Yitzchak, V'achas Sprisi Avram, Eskar, V'archas, I'll remember the Bris of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and the land. Rashi says in Sar Chaitias, we see Yaakov, L'chamish Mekomos, Nichta Malay. In five places in Torah, we find the word Yaakov is Malay. The Eliyahu Chosr, and the word Eliyahu is missing with a vav. L'chamish Mekomos in five places, Yaakov Nantel Osa, Mishmosh Eliyahu, Yaakov takes a letter from Eliyahu, Eiravon security, Shayavo, Vivashik, Vilas, Banav, so the Eliyahu will come and herald the redemption of Yaakov's children. In Sar Chaitias, we see Yaakov. Why are we reversing the order? The youngest patriarch, which is Yaakov, was enough to redeem the Jews. Now we have Avram, for he is sufficient. Why doesn't it mention Zechir by Yitzchak? The ashes of Yitzchak appear before me, gathered up, and placed on the Mizbech. There's no need to remember, it's right there. Passing them Gimel. The earth, Azev Mehem, and the land will be reft of them, Besirets, Eschap Sosel, and there'll be a peace for Shemitahs, Bahashma Mehem, after having been desolate from them, Behem Yitzu Es Avonam, and they will be at peace from their sin. Yana Viyad, Mishpatayim Asu, Besuksai Golan Hashem, indeed, as retribution for having rejected my ordinances and causing their spirit reject, and because their spirit has rejected my decrees. Rash says, Yanav Yan, Gemul, Gemul, compensation, indeed in compensation. Asher Mishbatayim, Masu, they rejected my ordinances. Pasuk Namdalan, Zafkam Zosbi, Asim, Be'er, Asim, Zavim, but also on the lands of their enemies, Lom Asim, Glatam, Lachal, Asim. I will not have them be aborned by them, nor will I have them reject them to obliterate them, to annul my covenant with them. Why first we see Tam to annul my covenant? Kenny Hashem, Lakechem, for I am Hashem, your God. Rash says, Afkam Zos. This punishment that I have said that while they're in the land of their enemies, I will not abhor them to the point of obliteration, and annulling my covenant with them. And I will remember for them the covenant of the forebearers. Those who I have taken out of the land of Egypt, in front of the eyes of the nations, to be a God, I am Hashem. Rashi says, "Verish Hashonim Shal Shvatim of the Shvatim, not the Avos, as mentioned earlier." Pasuk Mem Vav Ilach Hakim Hashvatim Mataros. These are the decrees, ordinances, and the Toros. Asher Nas Hashem Bein Olivim Bein Yisrael. Hashem gave between him and the Jews. Bahar Sinai Bi Amashat the Mount of Sinai through Moshe. Rashi says, "Toros." What's it referring to? Achas Bechsav Achas Ba'peh. The Torah Bechsav and the Torah Ba'peh. Magid. Shekul Mitnu LeMoshe B'Sinai. Everything was given to Moshe. Even the Torah Shel Peh at Har Sinai.